The Little Round Bun Adventures. There once lived a granny with a grandpa, and they had no children. Thus, the granny decided to bake a little round loaf. She scraped together flour from all the nooks and baked a pretty round bread product. She placed it on the table, covered it with a towel, and went off to milk the cows. From here, the story becomes unclear. Whether it was just the granny's hallucination from sniffing flour, or if it reflects reality. But according to the elder's testimony, the events unfolded like this. The little loaf looked around and thought to itself,
"The old woman will come back with the milk and eat me."
After all, he had just recently appeared and didn't realize that the granny and grandpa hadn't baked him for eating. At least that's what the old woman kept insisting to everyone, most likely trying to justify why he had run away from her. So then, the little loaf decided to set out on a journey. He rolled down from the table, through the door into the yard, then through the gate, and with momentum, rolled a bit more down the road before stopping. Smelling the tasty scent of fresh bread, a big bear came out of the forest and said,
"Little loaf, little loaf, I will eat you."
Opened his mouth, the crust just crackled and gobbled him up in one gulp. And that was the end of the little loaf's adventures. And what did you expect? That a round loaf of bread, without arms or legs, would roll far without a kick and be able to defend itself against a big bear? It's good that some crow or hare didn't find him lying there, otherwise he would have suffered long while they were eating him.